live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Folks, head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.
What?
Great atmosphere, great first win. A game one victory, your first in six playoff series as head coach of the Saskatoon Blades. Feels different, I'm sure.
You always say this, and yes. We're 3-2 in series.
I know.
Lead with that, Les.
I can't help myself. It's just the facts. But that is a big victory to get this started, especially the way you did it. You did it in a very convincing fashion.
Yeah, game ones, it's kind of a feel-out process a little bit too, because they're going to be doing different little things, and we're going to be doing different little things, and, you know, your preparation of what you were trying to get done, maybe it wasn't quite working, or you need to tweak things here or there. So it's a little bit of a feel-out, but I thought we played fairly maturely tonight. I thought we managed pucks, but in terms of compete, the best part of our game was our commitment to shot blocking.
Yeah, and the first 10 minutes of the second period, Dan DeSilva talking with Adam was mentioning that there weren't the best first 10 minutes of the game of the second period for you guys, but you were able to turn it on once you got the Waterroot goal that put you back in the lead.
Yeah, that's playoffs. The ebbs and flows are going to happen. It's how you manage it. It's how you, as a group, as a team, as a pack, get together and say, hey, we're gonna turn the tide right now with this next shift.
Adam?
Yeah, in that third period, did that just kind of feel like how you guys have really played all season, where you guys just go 3-1 lead, lock it down? I don't even know what the final shot total was in the third there, but 3-1 lead, lock it down, and guys just know what to do in the third period.
Partly, that penalty kill was really important. They had a couple looks that kind of went through the crease. We had some good sticks and some clears. So I just think that kind of set the tone for how we played after that. I really liked that was maturity. So, yeah.
And Morgan Tassett, I know he's in a rotation on the back end, but those two big hits he laid in the first period, just your thoughts on those?
I liked them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess, too, your defense as a whole, I mean, with him and Babcock and guys, you know, not necessarily blowing guys up every shift, but just using their sticks and being in the right position.
I think that as a whole, our team is committed to defense. It's really hard to say they're not. I mean, from every guy that's on the ice has a commitment to defense. It doesn't matter who it is, and that's hockey. I think that if you're just focused on offense, or you're just focused on points or scoring, you're not a complete hockey player. Guys that score 50 goals, for example, well, if our team doesn't have the puck, why not be a really good defender too? So I think our team is fairly committed to that.
Easton Armstrong out of the lineup, Tyler Parr out of the lineup, also Rhett Melnick out of the lineup, three forwards. It kind of forced you into playing 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. How difficult is it to get the proper ice time for all 7D to keep them involved in the game?
Well, now you're just worried about Dan on the back end. What about me with 11 forwards? Well, I have to juggle too.
We're going to get to that, but let's start with the D-men.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy, but at the same time, I don't think it's a massive distraction. Ideally, you want to play all four lines and roll 6D, but playoffs is not ideal. Mm. You get curveballs, and you can't let that impact you for 1 second. So that's our job to manage it. It's not easy. It makes it quite a bit different, but at the same time, it can't impact you as a player or as a coach at all.
The managing of the forwards, if I'm Hudson Kibblewhite and Willie James, I'm thrilled to pieces that I get a chance to play a shift with Brandon Lazowski or with Igor Sidorov or somebody like that along the line. That's a big honor for them to be able to get a chance to play with your top guys like that.
Yeah, it's just part of being a successful team. I mean, whatever your role is, contribute. And don't just sit back and, you know, whether it's 5 minutes or whatever, like, you can still contribute. Even as a 16-year-old, I think 5, 6, 7 minutes of ice time is invaluable. You learn, you know, how difficult playoffs are. It gets ramped up, and you play so many games that – Just the point is it's important for them. Those minutes and their contribution, I thought they were great tonight.
Yep. Verbalize for me how nice it would be to be able to win the next game now, go up 2-0 heading to Red Deer. That's obviously what you'd like to be able to do.
Yeah.
But the folks want to hear that, though.
Yeah, I mean, just like, regardless of the result, we do the exact same thing.
Yep.
Every single time, I'm going to go downstairs now. I'm going to watch the video. I'm going to take what I need to show the team, perfect areas, maybe change areas, teach areas, do individual video, and get ready for game two.
Good. Brennan, congratulations on game one victory. All the best on game two on Sunday.
Thank you.
Head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades here joining us on our post-game show.